other ways. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. This evening, I want to speak on the inevitability of faith, the need for faith, the need for faith, the inevitability of faith, the need for faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Our objective tonight is to understand the need for faith in the life of the child of God. The need for faith. Two things are important to note. Faith is a must. He that cometh to God must believe. Faith is a must. If we are to make the most of our spiritual journey on earth, faith is a must. He that cometh to God must believe. Faith is not optional. Faith is a must. Secondly, faith is as relevant to the child of God as air is relevant to every human being. Faith is as relevant to the child of God like air is relevant. The first reference was Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and the second reference is Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. So why is faith so needed? Why is faith so necessary? Why is faith so inevitable? Number one, faith is needed for access and approach to God. We access God by faith. We approach God by faith. He that cometh to God. So it is difficult to come to God without faith. People come to God by faith. The reason why unbelievers don't have a prayer life is because faith is dead. The sinner, the unrighteous, the ungodly, have no need to access God, no need to approach God, because faith in God is practically zero. They have faith in themselves, faith in their ability, faith in their salary, faith in their certificate, faith in chance. Anything that will happen, let it happen. So they can't access God and they can't approach God. Number two, faith is needed for confidence in the reality and reliability of God. It takes faith for somebody to be confident in the reality of God and reliability of God. All these references are the same. Hebrews 11:6. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Faith makes us confident that God is real. God day. And faith makes us confident that God is reliable. He is not a changeable personality. He's not someone or a personality that is to be doubted. That is why we pray. That is why we do the things we do. Because faith makes us have confidence in the reality of God and in the reliability of God. That I cannot see him, but he is there. I cannot see him, but he will not lie to me. Number three, faith is needed for confidence in the reward and response of God to man's actions and effort. Again, faith is needed for confidence in the reward and response of God to my actions and my effort. I need faith to believe that I am not wasting my time in church, to believe that I am not wasting my time in serving God, to believe that my giving is not in vain, to believe that God is not just a recorder but a rewarder, to believe in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, what the Bible says. Say, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It takes faith to know. When we grew up as young men growing up, many of our contemporaries thought we were wasting our time, wasting our youth going to church, wasting our energy. But we knew we were not wasting our time. If you don't have faith in God, your friends will discourage your going to church. Your family members will discourage your giving. Your giving. So you are just dashing church money. They will discourage your evangelistic effort. They will advise you on a self-help program. Help yourself. Sit down. You have tried your best. They will do that. It takes faith to be rugged. Where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, the God that we serve, he will deliver us from this fiery furnace. And even if he doesn't, we will not bow. It takes rugged faith. I know that my Redeemer liveth. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change come. Somebody say a loud amen. Start faith to believe in the response and the reward system of God and the reaction of God to my actions. Somebody say a loud amen. He says, I will serve the Lord and he will bless. So I believe that I'm not serving in vain. I believe I'm not serving in vain. He says to me to give to his kingdom. I believe, and he has proved it over the time. Take your seat. So this is where faith is very, very important. Very, very necessary. For confidence in the reward and response of God to our actions and effort, so that we are not at the mercy of the noise of the unbelievers or the noise of those who don't know God. Number four, faith is needed for the maintenance of viable spirituality. Functional Christianity. Viable spirituality. Functional Christianity. Your Christianity is viable. Spirituality functional. Your spiritual fire is intact by faith. It is easy to become lukewarm without faith. No wonder Christianity as a whole is called the faith. A great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Without faith, it is easy to backslide. Without faith in God, it is easy to function like there is no God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Without faith, they don't believe he is there. Without faith, the devil will tell you all these years, you have served God, what has he done for you? Without faith, the devil will say, look at unbelievers who are not serving God. Some of them are even more successful than you. And he will begin to talk upside down. Without faith. Young lady met me some years ago. She said, I kept myself. Till now I have kept myself. She said, but all her bad friends in secondary school, bad friends have all married. So what is the use? I told her that is the lie of the devil. She said it looks like those who are wayward are more successful. I said it's not true. We also kept ourselves like yourself. And God proved true to us. And I said to her, just wait on God. Your story will change shortly. Don't give up on God. In a short while, the man came, married her. She traveled to about 3 or 4 countries in less than a month. God turned the captivity. So the devil wants to make you feel like you are wasting your time if faith is not intact. Faith in God, not faith in things. Faith in God himself, that there is a God and that his word is true. Faith is needed for the maintenance of viable spirituality, functional Christianity. So that any time of the day or night the devil meets you, you are a Christian. Any time of the day or night, anywhere you are found, anywhere you are found worldwide, you remain a Christian. Number 5. Faith is needed to survive the toxicity and hostility of the spiritual climate of the last days. The toxicity and the hostility of the spiritual climate of the last days. There is a spiritual climate in the last days. That was why Luke chapter 8, this now Luke, now you move to Luke chapter 18 verse 6, where he said, Luke chapter 18 verse 8, 8b, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? As we approach the end of the age, towards the time when the Son of Man will come, the faith of many will be challenged by the toxicity of the climate. Matthew 12:24-12. It says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because of the toxic climate, many people will even begin to doubt their own faith. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. He said in the last, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. The word perilous is the word strength reducing shall come. Strength reducing, faith reducing shall come. So we need our faith. Before you know it, somebody will come out and they say, woman marry woman, man marry man marry dog. All manner of perversion. All manner of questioning. Toxic internet climate. All manner of content. All manner of arguments and doubts. Someone comes and says, you don't need to go to church anymore. Everybody is a priest. All manner. Before all manner of self-appointed teachers. So at the end of the day, people are so confused. But when there is a viable faith in God, even if they take you to hell, inside hell, you are still a Christian. Very, very important. To survive the toxicity and the hostility. Somebody who had lived and pastored in England saw the clip of the Newcastle program of last week, Friday. And he said, this is a miracle. This is a miracle. This is a miracle. He said, these people that don't believe anything, that don't. So I said, a miracle, a revival is starting. Because he said, the people are so lukewarm. I said, it is not just lukewarmness. The time was when the British climate was a hostile climate. That is, you talk about God, you are an enemy. You talk about God, you are an enemy. They became so anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-everything, until gay, homosexual, lesbian, then secular humanist, atheist, then the children of the bond woman overran the land all at once. Churches being bought and turned into nightclubs. And all manner. So some of them, their eyes are now suddenly opening. Because there is no vacuum in nature. If you say the God of heaven should not be there, something will be there. That's the same Britain that gave us the King James Bible. The same Britain of John Wesley. Hallelujah. So the atmosphere became, in those days, when people live here and they go there, apart from what is happening now, where there are a lot of churches from Nigeria and other places, when people go there, their spiritual life dies on the spot. Just dies on the spot. The climate just kills your prayer life. Going to church becomes a struggle. And even if you attended church, you won't feel anything. So we need faith to survive the toxicity of the last days. The toxicity and the hostility of the last days. During was it in Newcastle? Or where we met those two women? That was Newcastle Airport. during our missionary journey through France. You remember the story of the missionary journey? Two of them, two women, came to us. I like your dress. You look fine. Then the next statement is that there is something about your climate. One was wearing something like a horn. Another one was number one. Two of them. There is something about your atmosphere, your climate. That's the word they use. Dr. Mr. Nature said, it is the presence of God. The one with the horn reversed on the spot. Reversed straight and took off. God, which God are you talking about? He may be a Satanist. Hallelujah. In the daytime, wearing something like that. There's something about your climate, your atmosphere. It's the presence of God. Took off on the spot. Hallelujah. So, you imagine that kind of climate. You found yourself there. Vibrant faith in God makes us survive the toxicity and the hostility of the spiritual climate of the last days. Number six, faith is needed to withstand the periodic assaults and confrontations of the enemy. To withstand the periodic assaults and confrontations of the enemy. The periodic assault and confrontations of the enemy. Periodic, once in a while. But this scripture here is different now. Luke chapter 22 and verse 31, just like the other one, just like the one before this. Luke 22, 31. The Lord said to Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may shake you like wheat. Nevertheless, I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy faith. It takes faith not to collapse when the devil confronts. It takes faith. For example, you are in the midst of a storm in the air. It takes faith to be calm. You got a strange dream or a strange diagnosis. It takes faith. That is why faith is so critical. There are people who collapse on the spot when they are confronted. One news from a native doctor is enough to finish them. It takes faith. And when I say periodic assault, the Bible says, Job, where are you coming from? From Job to Job, to and fro, to and fro. That is how Satan answered. Satan, where are you coming from? From going to and fro. That was how he answered God. Going to and fro in the earth. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, for we wrestle. We wrestle. So the wrestling is on. I told somebody the story of our program in the United Kingdom. Pastor Jim, do you remember the other year when we were going to the UK, people followed one of the planes. That's 3 years ago. 3 years. This is the third trip after that one. It's 2 years ago. That's last year, the year before last year, then last year, and then this is another one. They were going, and then the plane had to land where? In Algeria. It had to land because of certain technicalities, but it landed. Another plane had to leave to go and pick them from there back to the UK. That was last year. Yes, no, it's okay. The year before last. The year before last. and then last year, then this year. Now, when I told the story of our sojourn through Paris and the airline and the everything and all the, how Dr. Mr. Nenche said, it's okay, go and all of that. But I finished telling the story. Then when we now finally came to London and boarded a flight Saturday night to come to Abuja on Sunday morning by 5 a.m. to be in the service, and there was turbulence of almost 4 hours. Fasting your seatbelt remained for about 4 hours. Somebody say, okay, by that storm, it is finally confirmed that Satan was involved. He said that was when it is okay. All those things were not by mistakes. The reaction, winning, they are not by mistake. Hallelujah. So this kind of here and there, but it takes your faith. It takes faith in God to say, you know what? Satan, head or tail, we win. Head or tail, I will win. It takes faith. That was number six. Number seven, I'm going to begin to round off. Faith is needed for succor and strength for the brethren in times of challenges and confrontations. Faith is needed for succor, for strength to the brethren, for the brethren in times of challenges and confrontations. When thou art converted, Luke 22:32, strengthen thy brethren. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 to 2. He said, brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2 said, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. This number seven is saying you need faith, because there are times when brethren will need your faith to survive. Did you hear what I'm saying? There are times when the faith you have is not only for your survival. There are times when your brethren, your siblings, your family members, your members of the church or members of your flock will need your faith. There are times when, as a house fellowship leader, the members of the house fellowship will need your faith. When Satan wanted to shake you, but your faith is needed for the sake of the brethren. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. We met a woman and her daughter in the aircraft. She asked us to pray for the mother, which we did. And then they attended church on Sunday. And then they saw me on Tuesday healing service yesterday. And then they saw me and I prayed for them. And she said, she had come to Nigeria to start business, but everything was very, very dry. So she was about, and like you know, her number was on her phone and I didn't know at all. And that she sent a message or something, a call, and then I spoke with her. A distress call. Somebody desperate, somebody distressed. And then she was prayed for. And he said, you cannot run back. You're already here. The sky will not always be gray. Hold on a bit. She said that word stabilized her. And she held on a little bit and everything exploded. I have not seen her or heard. I didn't see her in the first place. It was over the phone. And then seeing them was inside the plane. He said that word change everything. You need faith, your faith, to be alive. Because there is a time when your faith will save somebody. As big as Paul the Apostle was, they stoned him to die, to death, and pulled him out of the city. In Acts chapter 14 verse 20. But some brethren stood round him and refused that he should die. And as they stood round about him, he rose up and he came into the city. Okay, look at verse 19. They stoned him and pulled him. And there came there certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people. And having stoned Paul, they drew him out of the city, concluding that he has died. And those ancient people know how to stone people to death. So if they pulled him out as dead, he was literally dead. He was accurately dead. But some brethren who may be less in spirituality than Paul stood round with their faith. We wouldn't let this man go. And then the man jerked up. Supposing they didn't stand round him. Supposing they didn't release their faith. Paul would have died before his time and would have ended his journey without finishing his course. Did you hear what I just said? When Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, I am ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. He would not have been able to say that if those people did not stand around him. When in Philemon chapter 1 verse 9, Paul the apostle calls himself Paul the aged. Such a one as Paul the aged. That is, I grew until I became very aged. Paul was nothing less than 90 and above before he passed. He couldn't have reached there if people didn't surround him. Somebody need your faith to live. Just like you will need somebody's faith at one time. Somebody need your faith at one time or the other. That is why you must make up your mind to ensure that your faith is alive. Somebody say amen. Please take your seat. You must make up your mind. You must make up your mind. Why do we need faith? Faith is needed for succor and strength for the brethren in times of challenges and confrontation. Finally, number 8. Faith is needed to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is needed to please God, to give God pleasure with your life, with your results, with your impact, rescuing the lost, delivering the captives, breaking the yokes of affliction, reproducing the acts of God in the earth. Faith is needed in order to please God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. How many of you know it takes faith to believe God for supernatural supplies? Maybe before the month is over, I'll talk about faith for supernatural supplies. Do you understand that? How do you go around the world doing crusades and you're not asking people for money? Jalingo crusade is next week. Ibiraland crusade is next week. Ending of this month, we are in the country of Nicaragua. And you're not asking people for money and supplies, and you're not stranded. Don't you think God is happy when you travel to a place like this, to Nicaragua, for example? You went all the way, your flight, your everything, you came preach free of charge, you're not asking people for money, and you return back. Won't it make God happy that souls were saved because you trusted him for the supplies
and he was able to bring the supplies, and you went where you went, and the things happened, and you returned back without challenge. While the month of July is loaded with crusades, July 1, we are in Canada, then we are in Romania, and then we are in South Africa, and then we are in Latvia, right? And Germany, and Russia, the same week, that 1 week. Then the call came from Dominican Republic last night. Can we be in that place on the, about the 24th, 25th, 26th of the same July? You trust God for strength. You trust God for supply. You trust God for souls to be saved. You trust that when you call, God will answer and people will be healed. How does it make God feel? You went to Kaduna 2024, held a crusade. You are the one who preached. You are the one who brought the money. And the crusade held with thousands. The stadium was filled to overflow. You were there. Souls were saved. The media may show us the clip. Souls were saved. Bodies were healed. And you left there without asking for a dime. And not one dime was taken as offering on this crusade you are seeing. And you did an altar call. Everywhere was jammed. People in Kaduna just ensured that there is another field beside this stadium. Because we'll return back there for this stadium and an overflow. How will God feel? So faith, your faith in God makes you to move in ways that gives God pleasure. What have I said so far? Let us look at them from number one. Faith is needed. The introduction first. Faith is a must if we are to make the most of our spiritual journey on the earth. Number two, faith is as relevant to the child of God as air is relevant to every human being. Now, faith is needed for access and approach to God. Faith is needed for confidence in the reality and reliability of God. Faith is needed for confidence in the reward and response of God to man's actions and effort. Faith is needed for the maintenance of viable spirituality and functional Christianity. Faith is needed to survive the toxicity and the hostility of the spiritual climate of the last days. Faith is needed to withstand the periodic assaults and confrontations of the enemy. To withstand, repel, and overcome. Withstand, repel, overcome. Please qualify it, because you're not just withstanding it. You withstand it, you repel it, you overcome it. Let's go. Faith is needed to withstand, repel, and overcome. Faith is needed for succor and strength for the brethren in times. Faith is needed in order to provide succor and strength. In times of challenges and confrontations. Qualify it in your note. Because you are the one providing the succor. You are the one providing the strength for the brethren in times of challenges and confrontations. If you don't need faith because of you, you need faith because of the brethren. Finally, faith needed to please God. Somebody say amen.
Somebody say amen.
What is my counsel today? Number one, value your faith like you value your life. Because the just shall live by his faith. Value your faith like you value your life. If life is important to you, your faith must be important to you. Your faith. Value your faith. Many people value cloth more than their faith. They value food more than they value their faith. They can spend whatever it takes to, on pleasure, on cloth, on everything, but no time for their faith, no resources for their faith. Number two, charge up your faith continually by the word. Let your faith be permanently being charged. If the battery of your car is not charged, when you need to make an important journey, you'll be stranded. When your faith is not charged, when you need to handle certain spiritual matters, it becomes a challenge. Charge your faith continually by the word. Hallelujah. You know, when you are on a very important call, that is not when the battery must be down. Hallelujah. Number three, maintain a faith that is in place ahead of enemy assaults and confrontations. Maintain faith that is in place ahead of enemy assaults and confrontations. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Let faith be maintained in place ahead of enemy assaults and enemy confrontations. The soldier in the battlefield does not go to get the gun at the sight of the terrorist. No. That is looking for the weapon too late. He might use the gun in eternity, but not here. The security man that is manning the gate is not looking for the rifle because robbers came. He has it ready. Has it ready. Ready for bullets to fly. For anyone who is on a suicide mission. That is how your faith is. Take the shield of faith. Wear it, you quench the fiery darts. He didn't say when you sight the fiery darts, look for the shield. You have it ahead of the fiery darts of the wicked. Oh yes, it is possible that when you have confrontations, you can look for scriptures to add charge to what you already have. That is possible. But the faith itself was charged ahead of the confrontation. Am I communicating? It is in the same manner that the gun was ready, but as the firing is on, it's possible to have more supplies of ammunition, more supplies of revelation, more supplies of light. Somebody say a loud amen. Is that clear to somebody? So what do you do? What's my counsel? Number one, value your faith
like to value your life. Number two, charge up your faith continually by the word. Number three, maintain a faith that is in place ahead of enemy assaults and confrontations. And number four, determine to grow your faith from level to level. Determine to grow your faith from level to level. Don't have a stationary faith. Don't have a stagnant faith. Grow your faith from level to level. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 3. So we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Your faith groweth, so faith grows. Romans chapter 1 and in verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So it's faith to faith. Faith is in levels. The level of victory you are experiencing is a product of the level of faith you are expressing. And if your faith changes level, your victory changes level. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Congratulations. Your faith shall win. Can somebody say a loud amen? So how do I grow my faith? How do I charge up my faith? That is what the whole month is about. And it's a good thing in the month of April, every Sunday and every midweek service, the word on faith will be on. That's what the whole month is about. And by the time the month is over, you will be confirmed a faith giant. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudmost shout of praise. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever experienced deliverance from God, preservation of your life, rescue of your soul? Almost everybody. Is that right? How many of you, there is at least one time or the other in your life where you can say, if not for God, you'd have been forgotten? Can I see your hand? All right. Many of us. Can I ask, how many of us, you had such an experience also? Even when you didn't know God, or when you were not right with God, at one point or the other, He rescued you. All right, almost everybody still. So the point of the matter is, if God can rescue you when you didn't know Him, for His purpose, so that He can keep you alive for what He has in mind for you, how much more will He when your life is in order with Him? Lift your hands and let us appreciate Him. Let us appreciate Him. Let's honor Him. Let's worship Him. Say after me, say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
And your mercy.
For my life.
For my life.
I'm going to pray a bit. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your goodness.
For your goodness.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Towards me.
Towards me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your rescue.
For your rescue.
For my life.
For my life.
Even when I didn't know you.
Even when I didn't know you.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
For preservation of life.
Preservation of
life. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Say that we also, but we also, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So faith is a spirit. The same way that fear is a spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and in verse 6 and 7. He said, for God, wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stay of the gift of God which is in you, but I put not on my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We're going to pray in this month, Lord. I reject the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, especially in the climate we are in. And I make demands on the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith makes you say the unsayable. Do the undoable. Believe the incredible. How do you preach on Friday night for, and you are in a service for almost 8 hours in England, and enter Saturday morning, you fly, come to Abuja on Sunday morning, preach 2 services, then go to Maraba for crusade, then do midnight prayer, then go to Port Harcourt on Monday morning, and then dedicate the church, and then return back to Abuja on Monday evening, and then go for this crusade in Maraba, and then do midnight prayer, and then Tuesday morning healing and deliverance service, and then you do midnight prayer, and then you are here in midweek service. Why? How is it workable? Now, when we came from Port Harcourt, we arrived around 4 o'clock. Meanwhile, Maraba crusade is to start by 5, right? I must have rested for about 45 minutes. Or 1 hour. I don't know. Maybe 45 minutes. Highest 1 hour. When I jumped up like somebody from a holiday. Do you understand what it means when you did holiday? On the Maraba altar, I was jumping. What is that? You see all the shadow, and it is clear to you it is doable. I need the spirit of faith, because there are some times when you see the shadow, you catch headache. There are people who have headache on our behalf. You are one of them. He's one. You do the undoable, you dare the undearable by the word of God, by the strength of God, by the help. One pastor, Pastor George, whose church I dedicated in Port Harcourt on Monday, he said, Daddy, there is one prayer I need for you, need from you. All these things you are doing, I like to do it. He said, but you know what? As for zeal, it is confirmed that I have it. The challenge now is the energy. You watch. He said, I'm not lacking in passion. That is something like God bears me witness that I'm zealous and I am passionate. But where is the strength? It's friend Tiba. Because the energy. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that energy is coming for you today. Amen. So I reject the spirit of fear. I make demands on the spirit of faith to dare the unbearable, do the impossible, to tackle the unimaginable. I receive the spirit of faith where they say, this is not possible. I say it is possible. Lift your two hands everywhere you are now and pray after me. Say, Father, I reject
every spirit of fear.
Every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of doubt. And I receive in this month the spirit of faith to dare the undearable. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray for the next 60 seconds. In the name of Jesus. Finally, let us pray for our nation. The Bible says, those men of old, true faith, they subdued kingdoms. We want to subdue the forces of darkness that try to hold down our nation. That's right. I want a release of the destiny of this nation at, by all means, at any cost. Lift your voice and say, Father, we agree together as a people for the release of the destiny of our nation. Father, we ask that the forces that held down our nation be broken today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we agree together as a people for the release of the destiny of our nation. We ask that the forces that held down our nation be broken today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. That question that I asked, when last, when God, you remember any time where God saved you? If not for God, you wouldn't have been rescued, even when we didn't know God. I want us to praise God in this song. The owner of heaven, I am giving you my praise. My mouth is full of praise for how you rescued me how you saved my life, how you preserved me. That mighty tree that holds up the nations, I am grateful. My mouth is full of praise for how you saved my life. There is power when we sing about his preservation. It causes him to do more. It breaks powers. Lift up your hands. Onye ngwe aname kelegi. Onu mujoro nekele. 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 Onu mujoro. Onye ngwe ana mekele di. Onu mujoro. Onye ne mema. Ebi merendo parama. Onye ngwe ana mekele di wo. Onu mujoro. On your money, Mamma, Ebi Merenda Farama. Oh, Sissy Nechimba, Anna make a lady. On your man, a warrior, Ebi Merenda Farama. Oh, the money, Mamma, Anna make a lady. On your name, Mamma, Ebi Merenda Farama.
For the next 30 seconds, Father, thank you for life. Thank you, and I see a visitation coming as we pray with aggression, with fire, with power. He called Alaya da ba da ba da ba da ba da do sala gala da da. He called the Tory manakase de gala ra ba da ba gala ro hakari. We contest the Boranakali corona gala ra da da da. Ella que no nos sotofede de Elia Caranasaro. Lo que se vi a la papa na gala da da. He told the Tory a la harata gala la la. Li te 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 siri. He called a para. Tine me Lift up your hands. Father, thank you for your visitation. Thank you for a night like this.